But Johnson, you discovered something kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's a sports article, and it's headlined, what is it?
Well, the headline, it's from 538.com, and you know, they do politics, polling, and also other things, sports, everything else. And I found this article. It was posted on, what was that, Sunday. And it said, Detroit is the capital of bad sports right now. So I said, well, I will click on this story by Andrew Mooney. And in the second paragraph, he says, the past few years have seen the four major sports franchises in Detroit battling to stay out of last place, let alone look competitive. No? Yeah. After a prolonged period of sustained success, the Michigander could be excused for imagining that the present situation to be historically grim. But in this case, it isn't just recency bias that's driving such feelings. The data confirms that Detroit sports are currently mired in an unprecedented 3-year run of ignominy. So that is not good.
Unprecedented?
Unprecedented. Now, he says to quantify Motown's misery and find its place in the hierarchy of sports cities, he grouped franchises in five major professional sports leagues, the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and the WNBA, according to the metropolitan areas that they call home. He limited his sample to only those metropolitan areas that had at least one franchise from at least three of the five professional leagues. So, you know, he's giving his reasoning there. He does the mathematics, which I'm not going to read right now. So you can because we're going to put this up on the morning team page.
Yeah, we'll put a link up on the morning team page.
So here's what he says. Pending the 2021 NFL season, the last 3 years of Detroit sports will have ranked among the 11 worst for any city over the past 2.5 decades. The Pistons, Red Wings, Lions, and Tigers have sputtered along to a series of bottom-feeding finishes. Only once did one of the four teams finish 500 or better during the stretch, the 2018 and 2019 Detroit Pistons, who posted a 41-41 mark before getting swept out of the first round of the playoffs by the Milwaukee Bucks. I remember that. Had this year's Tigers team not pulled out of their early season tailspin after being 13 games under 500 in mid-June, 2021 had the potential to be the worst year of the bunch. And, of course, they no longer have the Detroit Shock. Because, remember, the Shock were pretty good for us.
Won a couple of championships.
They did. But they left, of course, for Tulsa back in 2009, marking yet another decline in Detroit sports. According to Mr. Mooney, he says, no other city has seen a 3-year spell of losing quite like Detroit. And here's this final paragraph. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
You have to squint pretty hard to see any glimmers of hope on the horizon for Detroit in 2022 as each of the city's franchises progresses through a slog of rebuilding. Somewhere between 30 and 40% of the Tigers' payroll will still be allocated to a now replacement-level designated hitter, Miguel Cabrera. Steve Yzerman, now the general manager of the Red Wings, is trying to right the ship in Hockey Town, but he appears to be in the midst of a multi-year rebuilding effort. Just like the front offices of the Pistons and the Lions, it may require an all-star rookie season from top NBA draft pick Cade Cunningham to ensure that Detroit does not appear on this list again in 2022. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how's that? Everybody feeling good?
Well, the one good thing in it, while he's saying the teams are not good, he's not saying Detroit players and people are bad sports.
No. He's saying we are enduring
all
as
record.
A fan.
Right.
Yeah, we are enduring bad sports.
The statistical analysis of the records and the team performances.
Yes. We've had to endure some bad sports.
Mr. Mooney, it's just a rebuilding year.
Well, it's been a rebuilding
after a rebuilding decade. Year. After a rebuilding year.
Yeah, I know.
It can only
get better,
right? That's right.